Hello, team, and welcome back to another episode of Fangirl Report with me, Emma Heron, your very own certified fangirl. Of course, the second I start, Pete goes crazy with his freaking catnip toy. I digress. Hello, team, and welcome back. I know it's been far too long since I've seen your faces, and I've missed you, okay? Listen, we've got a lot to get into right now, okay? First of all, I am so sorry that yet again, I miss a week of podcasting. I am sorry. I truly missed the mark last week. It is my own consequence of not filming at least a day ahead of time. I'm so bad. And even today, here I am sitting on the couch on Sunday evening at 7:30, finally filming the episode of the day. Listen, guys, you are going to understand, I promise you. So first of all, let me tell you about last week. Okay, so we were supposed to film on Sunday, and then Nick was working all day on Sunday last week. Okay, so we couldn't film. All right, so I said, it's fine, give me a little bit of grace. I will film the next day on Monday. I'll post it a day late. It is what it is. Okay, so me and Nick were both working day shifts. Nick was gonna get home at around 6:30, whatever, and so he gets to the station where we live, like, because he takes the subway to work, and his boss calls him and says, I need you to come back, it's an emergency. So he had to hop all the way back to the Eaton Center and then come all the way back home. It just was not happening. Okay, so I figured, listen, I'm not gonna do this on a random Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or whatever. I'm just gonna wait until Sunday, because you guys, we had a crazy weekend. It was Comic-Con Toronto 2025 at the Metropolitan Convention Center. So I figured I would wait for that, because then I'll have lots to talk about. And I do. And there isn't really any life update between the week that I missed and now. Like, from the last episode that was out to now, there truly isn't a whole lot to update you on. I've been doing my dance classes, whatever, been chilling, but mostly we've been preparing for Comic-Con. And one thing that I would love to get into very quick, very fast, very cute, is I remember if I had actually filmed last week, I was going to get into my music trends of February. And I finally have that ready to go for you today. So we're not going to spend too much time on it. We're going to get right along with it. And we're getting into the top 10 songs of February. Now listen, it changed, but it didn't change. Okay, good. Okay, guys, just relax. My February music trends were interesting because, as you guys know, I've continuously talk about it because I do. And what is happening is that I listen to a lot of my music through Apple Music, the little custom radio station that they make for you, or whatever, okay? So I do a lot of my music through there because a lot of the time I'm so lazy to pick what I want to, what I feel like listening to, and half the time if I put like a playlist on shuffle, I'm gonna be sitting there on my new Apple CarPlay skipping it until I find a song that I want to listen to. So I usually put on the radio and just kind of listen to what plays. There was this song that came on my Apple Music radio. I can't even believe that it has taken so long for this gracious freaking piece of art to get into my ear canal. Let me tell you, I actually did mention this at the end of my last episode. I gave y'all a forewarning that a lot of my February music trends is this wonderful artist by the name of Xenadelphia. Hello, Xenadelphia, if you're watching this, I'm obsessed with you. And come to Toronto if you haven't recently. I would love to see you. So she has this EP. I don't remember what it's called. I'm a terrible person. The Magazine. Her EP is called The Magazine. And it is 6 songs that I was listening to on literal repeat in February. It is so good. Because the problem with me is when I find a new piece of music that I really love, I will listen to it for weeks over and over and over again, and I will listen to nothing else until I get tired of it. So not that I'm tired of it, but I've reached the point where I'm not listening to it on loop. So there's this one song called Love Over Glory in this EP, and oh my god, you guys, it is so good. It's like modern pop meets like 70s disco vibes. It is so good. It is so good. You guys, that's all I have to say about that. That's my number one song of... Wait, why did... You guys, I'm so tired and hungry. Why didn't I go from 10 to 1? Whatever. We're going from 1 to 10. That's what's happening today. We're just going to go with it. So my number one song of February was Love Over Glory by Xenadelphia. Okay? Now, the other five songs of the EP are in this list, but not until later because this is the one song that I listen to a lot. Okay? My number two song of February is Two Hands by Tate McRae. I love that song. I want to do it. Don't ever let me go. I want you two hands on me. I just want you two hands on me at all times, baby. If you let go, won't you do it like that? Yeah. It's actually really good. Don't just, it's good. Go listen to it. Number three is such a throwback. I don't remember if it was in my list last month, but it's They Don't Know About Us by Victoria Duffield, which I'm almost certain is the one that features Cody Simpson. It is really good. However, when I try to listen to it, like, you know when you have a song in your head and you, like, try to play it in your head, you know what I mean? When I try to play this song in my head, all that I can think of is One Direction. They don't know about the things we do. They don't know about the I love yous. That's all I can think of, so whatever. I'm not going to sing it for you today. I'm so sorry. Now, my number four is The Wizard and I from the Wicked soundtrack. You guys, the cats are going insane. Anyways, my number four song of February is The Wizard and I from the Wicked soundtrack. Listen, it is an improvement because it was number one last month, so it is trickling down the list, thank God, because we need to get over the Wicked phase. We need to get out of it. Now, my number five song is Stupid Cupid by Jenna Rain, which was in my January lineup. So my number fifth song of February is Stupid Cupid, as you all know, because it was in my lineup last year. Love that song still. I don't think I listened to it that much in February, but alas, here we are. And to wrap up our top 10, the final five songs of my top 10 songs of February are the rest of the Xenadelphia EP songs. We've got Knock the Wind, Snap Out of It, Advice from Ray, The Magazine, and Zinfandel. You guys need to get into it. It's so good. And I think she's on tour in Europe right now. And Mark Amber, who I saw in Toronto in November, is doing a European tour, I believe. And freaking Xenadelphia is opening for him at some of the shows. And hello. And I just can't even, because I would have died to have her open at my show. That would have been... The cats are insane right now. They're on crack cocaine. I swear on everything in my life. So, yeah. So that's a quick little recap of my February-March trends. My February-March trends. Can I try that again? My February music trends. Holy moly. So that is that. The only other thing that has been occurring since the last time I've spoken to you is, as you know, I finished Fourth Wing. I can't talk about it. Guys, I can't talk about it. It is so bad, you guys. It is so bad. I now have a Fourth Wing folder on TikTok. It's very small, but it's growing, okay? And you may see a little novel next to me. What do you mean by this, actually? Hi! This book makes me go insane, actually. I am on Iron Flame now. I have not finished it yet, so nobody say a word, okay? I have that much left. I think I have like 150 pages left or something. So nobody say anything, okay? It's so good. And listen, I am reading this a little bit slower. I got through Fourth Wing in 7 days, which for me is very short considering I don't read. So this one is taking me a little bit longer to get through because of the Fourth Wing hangover. You guys, it is a real thing. I had the Fourth Wing hangover. And even though I am continuing in the series, all I could think about was the first book. So I am getting through it slowly, but I'm almost done it. So don't say a word. I swear on my life. Now, I would like to give you a Brittany Broski style silent review of this book so far. Anyways, that is my silent review so far, my not so silent review so far of Iron Flame. I cannot get enough of this series. You guys don't even understand. And listen, I could spend 2 million hours talking about this book so far. I'm not going to do that. Because listen, I have like, okay, obviously I haven't started the fourth wing cult. That is so ridiculous. This shit has had a cult that I'm very late on. But I am slowly but surely influencing those around me to start the series. So I gave my sister the first book. She's working through it. And then my mom, who was not interested in reading about dragons, I think she got FOMO because she's like, now I want a piece of the pie. So she's going to get it after. And then bestie Lindsay now is reading it, which I am so obsessed with because she's texting me the live updates as she reads it, and it is, I'm so obsessed with it, because not only does it feel like I'm reading it for the first time again, but just seeing their reactions, like, are exactly how I reacted. It is so funny. So I was literally driving home from my art class to my paint class that I taught today, and, like, my Apple CarPlay, my Siri is reading off Lindsay's reactions to events of the book. Again, listen, I could get into it, but I don't want to have to do another spoiler warning in this episode. I would like all you to stay with me, okay? So if you haven't read it, please get into it. So I'm almost done this one. I am almost afraid for Onyx Storm. Because listen, the one who influenced me to start the series in the first place was my coworker Valentina. Hi Valentina, love you bestie. I'll see you on Tuesday. And she's the one who influenced me to start it. And I've been giving her live updates on the parts that I'm getting to. And she's like, girl, Onyx Storm is going to destroy you. I said, oh, that's amazing. I'm so excited. So I'm almost afraid to start it. And I feel like it's going to be like a solid few days after I finish this that I even pick up Onyx Storm. Like, let's be so for real right now. Anyways, overall, I could not be more obsessed with this series. It's really bad. And I don't know really what else much to say about it. And, my God, I have so many new book boyfriends. Oh, and freaking, oh my gosh, I was literally going to say this and then I forgot. Bestie Karina got the audiobook of Fourth Wing because I influenced her too. And I'm going to have Miss Girl on the pod. She's going to come and we're going to dish about it when she finishes it. So y'all can look forward to many more Fourth Wing related episodes. And I'm almost wondering if I should make it like separate from the general pod, like maybe have like a sub pod, because I feel so bad like having to kick anybody out who hasn't finished it. You know what I mean? So like, I don't know. Whatever happens, she's coming on the pod and she's going to talk about it, and we're going to talk about other things too. So that's that. Wow. It is so good. It's so good. I'm not even ready. And yeah, I need me some Zayden Ryerson. I need me some Riddick. That's how you say it, right? I love Riddick. He's so funny. And he's so cute. And I feel like he would be my boyfriend if I were in the Fourth Wing universe. Let's just be so real about it right now, okay? Thank you so much. And yeah, anyways, that's that. I feel like we should move on from Fourth Wing before I talk about it this entire time. Oh my God. This is so, I don't know why this is so difficult. I think this is crooked. We're going to move past that. Thank you so much. So moving on from that, literally nothing else has gone on in my life since the last time I saw you. I've just been working and yeah, that's that. So to get on to recent events. So we literally today finished Comic-Con. So me and Nick go every year to several conventions. There's a couple like collectors conventions we go to. We have just, as of last year, started going to Niagara Falls Comic Con, which is in May. We go to Fan Expo every year. So this was our third Comic Con together. And it was really slay as always. And I always love talking about Comic-Con because what it usually ends up being is it's a very good overview of whatever my current hyperfixations are. And I think it's so perfect to talk about for this episode because obviously we talk about what it is I'm fangirling about. So it's a very good... it's a very good way to know what my current obsessions are. You guys, we're going to get into it. So I'm going to take you through the weekend, okay? So I took off Friday off of work because Friday the 14th was day one of Toronto Comic Con. Now, first of all, let me start off by saying the celebrity lineup this year was god-awful. There were hardly any highlights. There was nobody that I wanted to meet because we usually do at least one photo op per convention as like just like a nice way to get pictures together, get pictures of whatever we're dressed as for that particular event. And there were only two for me at least people that were worth mentioning, which is Jared Padalecki from Gilmore Girls and Supernatural, of course. So he was there. I caught a little glimpse of him. He was sporting long hair and a beard. Hello. And the other one, I don't even know what his name is. Wow, I'm so bad. Okay, give me 2 seconds, you guys. I don't remember his name. I think his first name is Manny. Just hold on, please. Thank you so much. Manny Jacinto, who is, if you don't know, Jason Mendoza from Jacksonville, Florida, in The Good Place, which, wow. So he was there as well, which, by the way, The Good Place shattered me. The end of The Good Place, if you guys haven't seen that, that is a sitcom that y'all need to get into. This is a total sidetrack piece of information here, but I'm going to talk about it anyways. The Good Place was so good. It was so hilarious. It was so well done. And I feel like that was a show that was like, I was watching during COVID. I don't know why I think that. But anyways, if you are anything like me, you have existential crises about death and just like that topic in general. I mean, who doesn't? Like, who doesn't freak out over dying? Everybody does. And The Good Place, essentially, without spoiling it, is a interpretation of the afterlife, kind of a very comedic interpretation of the afterlife. So it's like there's the good place, then there's the bad place, and whatever. So you need to watch it. It's really good. And the end of it was very therapeutic. It's just a good, it's a very feel-good show about death, which is not something that you come across very often. So if you haven't seen it, get into it. And if you have seen it, Jason from The Good Place was at Comic-Con and I did see his face. So that was pretty cool. And then other than that, there was the cast of The Boys, which I've never seen, but I've heard a lot of people talking about it. Like, stepdad Chris, shout out to you, is obsessed with The Boys, I'm pretty sure. I don't even know. I literally couldn't even tell you what it's about. Anyways, that's besides the point. So there was not a good celeb lineup for Comic-Con this year, which was kind of a shame. But I mean, we don't typically go for the celebrities anyways. I like to go for Artist Alley. Artist Alley is my favorite part because you get all kinds of like different people that are fans of different things that make gorgeous pieces of artwork, and they make stickers and they make magnets and they make cool things. And that's that. So anyways, Friday was day one. And so me and Nick always dress up together. So Nick's go-to is Indiana Jones. That's like his classic thing that he'll do every convention. So he did his Indiana Jones. And then I did, it wasn't very accurate, but it was a Luke Skywalker inspired outfit from his episode of The Mandalorian, where he comes and then takes Grogu to train him. And so he's in like this very, he's like, he got a cloak and he's got all this black Jedi clothes on and he's got his lightsaber. Yes, I did bring my lightsaber. I don't even know if you guys know about my lightsaber. That is so funny. So, okay. You guys, this is so ridiculous. Anyways. So if you guys don't know, at one of the actual collector's conventions that we went to before I even started this podcast, I found this Luke Skywalker lightsaber, and it's like a replica. It's really good quality. It's heavy and it does the whole animation and the sounds and stuff. And guys, this is so embarrassing. Why am I even talking about this? And so I bought it for the intention of doing like a cool Luke outfit for a convention. And so that's what I did with it. And yes, I know a couple spins on the lightsaber. Guys, it's so lame and embarrassing. Please don't come for me. So I brought that and it was fun. And yeah. There's not a whole lot to talk about with the convention this year. Like I said, there was no celebrities, which means there was no panels that I wanted to go to. Anyways, it literally doesn't matter. So Friday was good. We left a little bit early. We were chilling, and that's literally that. So what I did get at Comic-Con that day was a pair of earrings. I'm not even going to show them to you. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I got a pair of earrings for the outfit that I did the next day. And if you guys are following me on social media, you already know what I did for Saturday of the convention. You guys, yes, I dressed up as Violet fucking Soarin'gale on Saturday. Yes, I did. My interpretation, at least. Guys, I know it's embarrassing. And I keep saying to people that have been messaging me on Instagram about it, being like, you know the hyperfixation is really bad when it makes it to my Comic-Con outfits. You know it's bad. Because like I said, whatever I dress up for at Comic-Con is, I'm dressing up as it for a reason. It means I'm completely and utterly obsessed with it. So I really wanted to do a Violet inspired outfit. And so I sourced almost everything on Amazon. I got this freaking ratchet ass ponytail extension, like one of those that are on like an elastic band that you just tie into your hair. And it was like the black to silver like she has. I got all these cool leather pieces. Bitch, I looked good. And I don't want nobody to tell me otherwise. I looked good. And I felt really good in it. Because before I started my whole, like, I wouldn't call it a fitness journey, but like health journey, like my slow journey to lose weight. Before I started that, I found myself like stuffing myself into these outfits for conventions. Like 1 year past, I don't remember if it was Comic-Con, I think it was, where I did Padme from Attack of the Clones with like the whole cape and stuff, like the white outfit, right? And so I just like felt like I stuffed myself into it. I did not like how I looked. And so that was unfortunately the case for a lot of outfits before I went on this weight loss journey that I just hated. I felt so fat and disgusting. And so this was the first outfit where I'm like, yes, I look good. I feel good. I look good. And my mom said I look amazing. My mom said I looked amazing. So that means I looked amazing. And yeah. So if you guys want to go check it out, it is actually nowhere. Because I realized I haven't actually posted it yet. It was just on my story, which probably isn't available yet. Anyways, I'll post it somewhere. There's a couple TikToks about it where you can see a little bit of it. But yeah, so that was the day I did Violet Soarin'gale, and then I forced Nick to participate in the theme. And so here's the thing. Okay, this is going to be a little bit of Fourth Wing spoilers, but nothing crazy, okay? So it's nothing like detrimental to the series. Like, it's fine. You can, if you haven't read it yet, you can stay. It's fine. So I forced Nick to participate in the outfits. And so now, okay, so obviously Violet and Zayden are obviously the pair of the series. Like, everybody knows that. And so I wanted to dress him up as like a Zayden, but Nick isn't a Zayden. Like, he's got like dirty blonde hair, brownish hair, and he's like he's not tan like him. Like, don't get me wrong, I love my boyfriend, he's a hunk of meat, okay? But he just wasn't a Zayden. And I wanted to like do him up as Dane, but then like Dane kind of falls, like, they, that would be weird to bring my boyfriend as Dane when Dane is the one that Violet didn't choose, you know what I mean? So I put Nick in like a male inspired outfit from Fourth Wing. So I dressed him up in all black, like one of those nice compression t-shirts and like black cargo pants. And then he ordered one of them like cool medieval shoulder thingies. He looked so good. Oh my God. And we looked so good. It was everything. And so I got lots of comments about it. It was so much fun. And at one point, I found another Violet at the convention. I was so excited. It was literally like the Spider-Man meme. We were like, oh. So if you dressed up as Violet and I saw you at Toronto Comic Con on Saturday, March 15th, hey girl, hey girl, you looked amazing, thank you. And yeah, and then I was walking by these girls by myself when Nick and I had split up for a little bit for the day, and I walk by and the girls, like, they're all in their full cosplays, they're like, are you Violet? I was like, yes. And they started screaming. It was so funny. It was so hilarious. They literally were screaming. They're like, oh my God. And I'm just sitting there like, oh my God, stop. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I just never see any fourth wing cosplays. It's so cool. Oh my God. So shout out to you ladies. I'm obsessed with you. And yeah, I made Nick do like a whole photo shoot with me. And it was really fun. If you've seen the pictures, you've seen them. And I'll post them somewhere. I don't even know. And so the thing about yesterday is there was another very exciting part that was so fun about yesterday. And it was very on theme for the outfits as well. Is a couple months back, I found... Okay, what am I saying? A couple months back, I saw on Instagram that How to Train Your Dragon being played by a live orchestra, like the whole movie played with a live orchestra, was coming to Toronto. And I was so excited because there was one that I missed and I was so upset about it. Because listen, I don't have like a childhood bond with the movie. Like, of course, I've seen the movie tons of times, but there is something about the score that will forever send shivers to the core of my freaking bones. It da 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 da. Don't even get me started. So I found that they were having tickets, and this was before we had planned anything for Comic-Con, right? So it was for the afternoon of the Saturday, of the literally yesterday. And I didn't even, it wasn't even an evening, like, of course, it was at 2 p.m. the freaking smack middle of the day. So when I had already bought them for me and Nick, and then we realized, shit, that is the same with Comic-Con. And Nick was so sweet about it. He was like, nope, we're gonna make it work. We will leave the convention, we'll go see it, and we'll come back. And so it worked out so perfectly that we did cosplays of dragon characters and we went to see How to Train Your Dragon. It was so perfect. Honestly, it honestly couldn't have worked out better. So in the middle of the day for Comic-Con Saturday, we literally walked down Front Street to Meridian Hall and we saw How to Train Your Dragon live in orchestra. Are you kidding me? It was like I was a new woman after that. You guys don't even get it. You guys don't even get it. And it's so funny because one of my high school girlies, Michaela, hi girly, she liked my story from Comic-Con, and then I get to the venue and then I see her there. I'm like, hey girl, how are you? So that was really slay. No, you guys, I literally, and yeah, I cried. What about it? And what about it? Yeah, I cried. Of course I did. Okay, maybe I didn't cry, but there was tears in the eyes for sure. And Nick said he could literally feel the goosebumps through my pants, which is so funny because I was wearing freaking fake leather pants. So that's wild. No, that was the best thing in the world. It reawakened the band kid, my inner band kid. Yeah, guys, what about it? What about I was a band kid and what about it? Okay. And so it's really funny. You guys, this episode is so crazy. I'm just literally talking about whatever I want, and that's how it's going to be. So if you know me, you know I was a band kid pretty much all through high school. And so I was in jazz band starting in grade 9 or 10 or whatever. And then after that, I was like hardcore band kid. Like, bitch, I was going to freaking 6:30 a.m. rehearsals twice a week. It was insane. And I played several instruments and I peer tutored in the younger classes and we did gigs and we did like probably like graduation and stuff like that. Like, it was wild. So my main instrument was it was alto sax and it went to tenor sax. I know for a lot of you that means absolutely nothing, and I'm really sorry about it. So to simplify, my main was saxophone, and then my secondary instrument was trombone, which is so fun. And so in one of the classes that I peer tutored, we played the freaking How to Train Your Dragon score. What do you mean? And so since I was peer tutoring, I was on my secondary instrument, which was trombone, which was like, oh my God, how does it go? Oh my God, how does it go? It's like, all I can think of is Pirates of the Caribbean. Anyways, there's this like one epic part. Anyways, I am so upset thinking back on it now because I took advantage of that so bad. Like, I didn't appreciate it enough. You know what I mean? And it is so similar to another time at a previous convention. It was Fan Expo, the one from 2024. It was before Agatha All Along came out. And they did a surprise panel where Katherine Hahn and what's the boy's name? Billy or so, I don't know. I don't know what his name is. Joe Locke. Yes, I do know what his name is. Him and then the director of the show. And we went to it and I saw freaking the Queen Katherine Hahn herself, but I didn't realize how good the show was going to be. So after I finished the series, well after that panel happened, I was so upset that I wasn't, you know, like, appreciative enough of that moment. You know what I mean? So that was one of those moments from high school where I'm like, shit, I should have freaking appreciated it more. Because I'm almost certain it was like a, what is it? I have no brains today. I have no words today. My words go bye-bye. Brain go off. Anyways, a medley. That's what I'm thinking of. So it was a medley of How to Train Your Dragon. So I'm almost certain freaking... Da, 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 da. I'm gonna stop. It literally raises the hairs on my arms up. It's insane. So yeah, I was a cringy band kid. It is what it is. And it's so funny because Michaela and her boyfriend were both people that I was in band with. So I was like, stop it, band reunion. And then one of my friends was like, should we message our music teacher and say, hey, can we please have that score? I'll bribe you. So yeah, there's going to be a reunion and we're all going to get together and play the instruments that we haven't played in years. I don't want to think about how long it's been since I've graduated. I don't want to think about it. I graduated in 2018, but I did an extra year. So I technically left high school in 2019. I don't want to think. Does that mean I graduated 7 years ago? Oh my god. 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021. What do you mean I graduated 7 years ago? That's unacceptable, to be honest with you. Guys, I'm going to be 25 this year. Actually, no, I'm not. I refuse. So my mom stopped counting her age at 29, so now every year she just turns 29 again. That's gonna be me. I'm pausing at 24. I'm not getting any older. I'm sorry, I'm not turning 25. It's not gonna happen. Anyways, wow, you guys, I literally cannot help but jump from one thing to another, and it's just gonna be is what it is. You guys, I haven't seen you since freaking whatever the last episode was. You're gonna have to let me get all the rambling out, and then we'll be back to our regular scheduled programming next week, you guys. Okay, you're gonna have to deal with it. I am very sorry. Okay, it is what it is. So anyways, let's freaking move on. So yeah, had a moving experience at How to Train Your Dragon. It was, they literally played the whole movie. There was, they paused it right after the test flight. The fact that I know the song's name is crazy. And a little intermission, then the rest of the movie, and then that was it. Ah! So we literally did a morning at Comic-Con, left the show, and then went back to Comic-Con for a little bit after that. And yeah, and so I thought it was so perfect. And then the earrings that I was talking about earlier that I got the day before on Friday were dragon earrings. They were cute little silver dragon earrings with black wings, like the interior of like the little wings were black. I was like, baby, it's literally torn on my ears today. So that was that. Yeah, it was very good. We went back, had a good old time. I filmed some content that you've probably seen on TikTok. And I just love Violet Sorengale. I've mentioned this a little bit in the last episode, how she is not a damsel in distress bitch. She's smaller and at more of a disadvantage compared to the others, but Miss Girl is not weak. Miss Girl is strong and she's independent, okay? She is so badass, and I swear to God, every chapter she has a new broken bone that I'm reading about. It's insane. And so this, reading this has been such a pleasure. I'm so obsessed with her. She's so badass. And yes, I know I'm not as petite as she would probably be, but I still ate, okay? I still ate and I still had a wonderful time doing it. And I would do it again. I'm adding her to my arsenal of cosplays. And that just is what it is, okay? Thank you so much. And so, yeah, I'm just really into the whole dragon fantasy right now. It's making me want to go to Renaissance fairs. Is that so bad? Yeah, it is. It really is that bad. I've never been to one, but it just feels like I'm just getting into that whole, like, aesthetic of things. You know what I mean? And so that's that. And then to finish off the weekend, today, Sunday, the, 16th, day before St. Paddy's Day. So today, unfortunately, because y'all have been knowing about my paint classes that I teach, okay, which typically fall on Saturdays, Sundays, and Tuesdays, but a lot of the times they get canceled because of low ticket sales, right? So I don't typically give her days that I'm unavailable because I assume that most of the time they're going to get canceled anyways, which normally they do, okay? So I gave her the Saturday that I was unavailable for. I couldn't do any paint classes yesterday because I had the show, but I didn't think about Sunday. I did not think about it. And so there was one class and it ended up selling 10 freaking tickets. So I'm like, shit. But then I'm like, you know what? No, this will be fine because it's extra money for me, right? And we love money. So I'm like, Nick, this is what's happening. He's like, no problem. I will take a friend. I'm like, amazing! Yay! So it ended up actually working really well because for me, at least 3 days in a row of Comic-Con is a lot. Like, I'm talking 15,000 steps a day when you're doing a convention like that. It's very tiring. It is a whole day excursion. It is a lot of people. It is just, it's very socially draining. So it kind of worked out. He brought his coworker with him and, well, technically his manager, but whatever, his buddy. They went together. So they had a day together. Nick did another Indiana Jones day. And from what I know, he had a lot of fun. And Nick came home with a ton of, like, autographs and, like, signed Funkos and stuff like that. And he ended up getting me an autograph from the puppeteer who controlled Grogu in The Mandalorian. That is so cute. I love that. And so they went there. They did their day. They went to lunch and stuff like that. And then I taught my paint class. And it was a really cute, like, gray sky, kind of gray background with a beautiful pink, like, cherry blossom tree in the foreground. It was really cute. And it was super easy too, which means there was a lot of kids there today. So apparently it is the last day of spring break for the high school and the elementary school kids, which I had, bitch, I'm so old. I had no idea. I was thinking about it today when all the parents were telling me about it. I'm like, shit. I would have never known that because I'm not 18 anymore and it makes me really upset. Anyways, so it was a lot of kids there. Like, I would say majority of the 10 people were kids and it was all like families and stuff like that. It was really cute and it was a fun group. And so the first two people that came in, oh my God, I'm literally gonna start crying. So this little girl, she had to have been 6 or 7 years old, came in with her mom to do the paint class together. And her mom was like, yeah, she's like recently got really into art and this is her first art class ever. I thought it would be really cute to do together. Like, and I want to take advantage if it's something she's interested in. Like, I want to really encourage it. I'm like, stop it. And I'm like, this little blonde girl, her, oh my God, I was about to say her name. That is a terrible idea. Oh my gosh. Anyway, sorry. This little blonde girl, she was the cutest little thing ever. I'm like, stop. It's your first art class and you're doing it with me. And she's like, yeah. And she was wearing Crocs. We were both wearing our Crocs. She was wearing her cute little pink Crocs with gibbets on them. And I was wearing my cute little purple Crocs with gibbets on them. We were queens today. And so this little girl reminded me so much of myself. And she, oh my God, I could cry about it. Her mom brought her in and she, this little girl brought like a homemade, like, construction paper booklet of all of her drawings that she's done so far. And her mom was like, yeah, she wanted to bring it so she could show the art teacher, which was me. I'm like, stop. So I literally sat down with her and I went through each page. I'm like, stop it. You did this. You are so good at this. You are so good. And it's so cute. Because growing, like, I started getting pretty serious into art when I was like 10 years old, right? And so my mom gave me so much support through that. And like, she said a lot of things that I took with me and like other people, like, I don't know, whatever. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Anyways, like the support that I got from like family growing up, when I first got into art, I wanted to pass down to her, because, like, I saw so much of myself in her. Like, she was, there was pictures of Pokemon in there. Like, it was so darling. I'm like, you are the cutest little thing I've ever laid eyes on in my entire life. So I'm like, stop it, you are so good at this. You, oh my gosh, look at you, you're so naturally good at it. You, I can't wait to see your art in an art gallery someday. Like, just little things that I would have wanted to hear when I was a kid. So I laid it on. I'm like, and first of all, for her age, they were insanely good. Like, her mom got her into, like, these online videos where every art kid knows, where it was, like, that chart of, like, shading, and, like, shading a sphere and stuff like that. Girl, she's 6 or 7. Her first, like, shaded circle was way better than what I started with when I was like 10. I'm like, actually, Miss Girl, you've got something going on here. You've actually got something going on here. I am thoroughly impressed, and I can't wait to see what you do with this, even if I'm never gonna see her again. But she was so sweet, and she was so excited to be there. And there was other girls there. There was, like, a girl and her best friend there, and I think they were in, like, grade 8 or something like that. And they were such sweet kids. Girl, these children that were there today were just the sweetest. And oh my god, I can't get over it. Like, I love kids, and I love other people's kids. I'm still firm on not having any of my own. I will happily hang out with other people's kids. They were so sweet, and everybody did so fantastic as usual. I'm always so impressed with people when they finished the paint classes. It was so much fun, and it was such a nice little reset day for me, because when you're at Comic-Con, there's really no choice but to eat junk, because that's all that's around. So I wasn't eating very good. So it was just a very nice reset day before I have to go back to freaking work tomorrow. Oh my god. Insane. So yeah, that was that. It was ended up being a really good day. And me and Nick did vlog, as we do all of our conventions. We vlogged the whole weekend. And Nick gave me the idea. He's like, what if you post them on your YouTube? So if you would like to see the vlogs, I will absolutely start posting them on YouTube if you would like to see them. So if that's something you want to see, text me, get me a yay or nay if you would like to see them, and I'll post them if you want. And yeah, so that was our Comic-Con weekend. It was good. It was really fun. It was nice doing only the 2 days, because again, it is a lot. It really is a lot. But it was good. And I got, like, Pedro Pascal things from Artist Alley. I got Animal Crossing things from Artist Alley. I just love it, because it's so much fun going and, like, seeing all the different fandoms that are laid out. And, like, it's just such an experience walking through and seeing art of a thing that you're interested in. And then you can have, like, a little moment with that booth and be like, oh my god, you're interested in that thing? I'm interested in that thing. And then getting the chance to, like, support their work is so much fun. So it was a very artsy weekend. It was a very Fourth Wing weekend, a very Dragon weekend, a very fun weekend. It was good. And that really is all about what I have to talk about. That was crazy, you guys. I'm so sorry. That was a wild episode. Miss Annie is sleeping. Oh my god, she's so cute. I want to see if she'll make her mitten. I just had another stroke. I'm going to see if I can get her to make some noise. She's absolutely not having it. That's so funny. Anyways, yeah. That is all. I promise you guys, it's going to be back to consistent uploading from here on out. I swear on my life. Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to order a new SD card. It's going to all be fun and fresh. And I'm going to start pre-recording. That is my goal, is to start pre-recording. And yeah, that is that. So let me know how y'all are doing. Text me. Lindsay, let me know where you're at in the book. And that's about it. Thank you so much for joining me on my complete rambling for this episode. I hope you enjoyed. Those of you who listen on your way to work in the morning, good morning. Good luck. For those of you who listen while walking your dog, hello. Jennifer, say hi to Be New for me. Thank you. And that is about it. And yeah, I will talk to y'all next week. I swear I will talk to y'all next week. I promise. Okay? Okay, bye-bye. I love ya.